In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I don't want you guys to think that we're ducking the Missouri smoke today. I think you understand with the Chiefs' loss yesterday, the possible end of a dynasty, we maybe won't give the Border War today all of the talking that it needs. But I promise you, we'll talk about it. I do have one thought that I would like to share with you guys. As someone who has now been to the last four games that these two schools have played against one another, they don't need to play a game in Kansas City. I am all for this rivalry continuing. I want this rivalry to continue. It's fun when these two teams play each other. They don't need to play at the T-Mobile Center. If they want to continue doing the home and road where one year it's in Columbia, one year it's in Lawrence, Kansas, great. Those two teams do not need to play in Kansas City. It doesn't work. At least it did not work yesterday. Now, I think there are reasons why it didn't work yesterday. Number one, I think they priced the tickets too high. I think they priced out a lot of people yesterday. And around Christmas time with the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, I don't think you're getting off $100 uppers and $200 lowers. I don't think you're getting that off. And not selling out the building. So I think that's part of it. As important as Kansas City is in telling the story of the rivalry between those two, I don't think it's a rivalry that fits a neutral site. The rivalry works when Missouri has to sit in Allen Fieldhouse and has to watch the video and the students are there and they're the backdrop of the story. I think it works in Mizzou Arena because there is no team that Missouri fans want to beat more than they want to beat Kansas. I don't think it works at T-Mobile Center. I really don't. And again, I've been to the last four of these games. So I've seen this game at the neutral site. I've seen it at Mizzou Arena. I've seen it at Allen Fieldhouse. I've seen all the different versions. I was at the hurricane relief game. I've seen it. I don't think it works there. I think it only works on campus if they're going to continue doing this. Now, they probably won't just because money, and money usually wins in those scenarios, but I don't really have much interest if they're going to continue to play games at Sprint Center, not the way that it was yesterday. And I say this as a fan of the team. Yesterday felt like a quarterfinal of a Big 12 game. That's what it felt like. If you've been to the Big 12 tournament and KU played, that's what it felt like. It did not feel like a rivalry game between two rivals. It does when they're in the building. That's not what it felt like yesterday. We'll get back to the phone lines, but Rob, you were there. What'd you think?
I mean, me and you see it and feel the same. Like, I don't understand why either school would agree to the system as it currently works at T-Mobile Center. It technically was a KU home game. It wasn't a KU home game. I mean, games at Allen are just light years better than that. It wasn't a true neutral site game. We were talking last week. We were hoping to have like a bragging rights type of vibe. It wasn't that. Your assessment of being a Big 12 tournament game was perfect. There was a lack of energy, a lack of buzz, a lack of juice in the building. I think it was the price. I think it was the way it worked. I think it being noon on a Sunday. I think all the factors at play stole what should have been a really cool moment. But in reality, it had a stale atmosphere. Like, they played the video because it was a KU home game. The video doesn't hit at T-Mobile Center. It doesn't. They played the hum as a KU fan. The hum is awesome. It's not awesome at T-Mobile Center. There were huge, huge patches of empty seats across T-Mobile Center. It just, it didn't have any feeling or aura, as the kids say. It just, get it back in Lawrence, get it back in Columbia. I don't understand why either school ever agreed to this nonsensical farce.
Yeah, so someone asked the question, hey, CDOT, why was there a Jayhawk at center court if it's supposed to be a neutral site? This is where I think they just did a poor job of the messaging. So this year, the game counted as a KU home game. Missouri didn't have its cheerleaders there. Missouri didn't have its band there. Missouri didn't have a student section. It was a KU home game, but it wasn't at Kansas's building. And then next year, it's going to be flipped. So next year, there's going to be a Tiger at the center court, and then Missouri will bring all of those things. Just play the game in their respective locations. Like someone says, CDOT, you wouldn't be talking about this if Missouri had won. I'm telling you right now, just scrap the idea, and I rather would have gone to Allen Fieldhouse yesterday if that was going to be the experience in there. It was a KU home game without any of the cool things about KU home games. Just go to Allen. It ain't that far. I would have made the drive. I mean, it ain't like I ain't been there before. I've been there for the last two ass whoopings Missouri's gotten in that building. I would have made the drive out there. I mean, if Missouri was going to be blown out in a KU home game, I'd rather do it in the field house than have them do it at Sprint Center. I just don't think that was the right decision.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.